fucking fill off the top, dude. Wow.
Well, that's him playing it. The drummer from the Beach Boys.
No doubt. Whoa. Snare sound, dude.
Let it fucking ride, John.
Super barrel.
Oh,
I think of that type of a... That double kick into snare pattern, almost like it's like cocking a shotgun and then back.
Oh, yeah.
Chuka boom.
Jamie's got a gun, kind of.
Yeah.
Jamie's got
Chuka
a gun.
Boom.
Def Leppard.
Totally.
Start
I feel
your
like
engines.
He's playing the guitar solo too, if I'm not mistaken.
I think he plays everything and sings.
Yeah, yeah. Sort of some kind of MIDI acoustic guitar overdub
Terry
there.
Terry Melcher production.
Yeah.
Yeah. Queen there for a second.
Yeah.
I don't remember this bit from the original.
Not very Beach Boys-y to me. That
Which
part.
Is strange because it is the Beach Boys.
I know.
Wow.
Just take a little trip to Kokomo.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Round minute two, we're going to want to just kind of go to Kokomo.
What the hell is going on? Don Henley on vocal now, somehow.
Is that Carl?
I don't know, dude. Really like that solo.
Well, this is just, to me, we're listening to classic Brian Wilson Rock. Production, and that's what makes him such a genius.
Yeah. A lot of people wouldn't make those choices, that he makes to so many different emotions and
emojis.
Thank you for that last note.
Thanks. You know, until then, I wasn't sold on it, but that last note really thanks, John.
Thank you.
So, we're back. We're kind of back on this thing again. It kind of resurfaced for me.
Well, it keeps on giving, doesn't it? I mean, it's the circle of life.
The circle of life. That sounds like a Steve Miller album.
Circle jerk of life.
Book
according
of dreams.
To Tony Soprano.
Yeah.
No, I was laughing this morning thinking about how we did an episode, God knows when, called Stamos to Stamos, where we somehow connected John Stamos to like Station to Station by David Bowie or something. Yeah, like it was like I haven't listened to the episode because I've never heard the show.
What we
really,
do we have one called Stamos?
Stamos to Stamos. I remembered it, and I think we were like going to talk about Station to Station, but then it was just John Stamos or something the whole episode. Mm-hmm. It's called Stamos to Stamos.
Well, it's worth. I mean, that kind of sums it up, really, because This came up organically again. Welcome to Impossible Way of Life. This is a Sunday episode, right? So you guys know. You guys know the score and maybe a little bit more.
Yeah.
This came up organically again recently because there's a Beach Boys biopic coming out or something.
It might be a documentary.
Whatever. It's just going to be some... Mike Love owns the trademark. There's nothing post 66 in that documentary.
It's a Mike Love documentary, probably.
It's going to be about Mike Love, and it's going to be about him writing I Get Around.
California Girls lyrics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't Worry Girls. Baby. Somehow.
Yeah. People don't know he wrote it. But
Wendy.
Like, it's so funny how that's his big claim to fame because California Girls is such an iconic song.
Mm-hmm.
But like The music is so interesting and cool in that song, and the lyrics are just like, well, East Coast girls are cool because they have hot bodies too. Yeah.
Genius.
And it's like that, and he's like this pointing this guy.
Yeah.
He wrote the part about they all get so tanned. The girls in Hawaii get really tanned.
100%.
That's such a good take, how girls in Hawaii have really tanned bodies.
It's very... Yeah,
he can just tap into something. It's like a different... like
American
storybook. Like Cohen, Dylan, Joni, love, you know?
Yeah.
Like when he said, girls are always ready for a summer of love.
His summer of love, wasn't it?
Girls are always ready. Dude, when you figured that out, it's a love thing.
It's a love thing.
It's a love thing. This whole fucking thing is a fucking love thing.
It's that or tear it fucking down.
The Beach Boys, this whole fucking thing, this whole American music thing. Yeah. David Kahn. Whatever.
It makes so much sense
that it's all
Mike
that's
McGrath
all yeah
is in that band.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
There was a Father Son Holy Ghost thing going on too. Mike Love, Mike McGrath and
Mark
McGrath, and then the singer from Sublime is the Holy Ghost, right? That was it.
Because they covered for some reason the Beach Boys covered
The Beach Boys.
What I Got.
Yeah.
By
the Beach
Sublime
Boys covered it.
And Mark McGrath sang it.
Yeah.
That's so that the connects voice. The clown holy trilogy, trilogy as you referred to it. Yeah.
Mike Love, Sugar Ray, and Sublime. Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Exactly.
That's it. But it came up organically because of the Disney Plus documentary. I just realized that, you know, I had to get a new credit card because, oh, by the way, for everyone listening who's deeply concerned about my credit issues,
they're fixed.
They're fixed.
Wow, I knew it would happen. That's great, man.
As of this morning, I'm back.
I never lost hope.
I can apply for a loan or something. You know what I mean? I don't even know what it means.
Was it one kind, heroic soul that finally got to the bottom? It's always like that. Yeah. It's always like that. Yeah.
Originally, it was a woman who really tried to help me. And then this time I got someone on the phone who was just down to help. And she said, I'm going to call you back tomorrow if I can figure this out for you.
Right.
She called me back and she was like, dispute it now. I've talked to the upper management. I put a phone call into the upper echelons of our
powers
high rise.
Be, yeah. mm-hmm.
And I disputed it again with my credit union. Well, not with
presumably
my credit
she went in the elevator.
100%.
And went up there and broke into like the big, you know, the round
table.
The main frame. Yeah, all the people with the big view of the Central Park and all that. And they were like, look, this is not right. And I'm going to sort of a Mr. Smith goes to Washington kind
of thing.
I sort of
see it as like a Feast of Death kind of James Ellroy thing where she was in like the homicide lockers solving a case from 30 years ago.
Yeah.
We still have the evidence.
Right. Right.
When she went in and she saw these guys have been buying, it's not James.
And did they
wrongly
find out
convicted? She went and she was like, this isn't James. James wouldn't have bought 7 flat screen TVs in Red Deer.
Yeah.
Alberta.
I know there were a lot of people who listened to this show who were hoping that it would end up that it was me who had taken your identity and done it as some sort of sick joke, and that would be the way our
podcast
ended. Or
it was me was more interesting.
Right, that was good too.
That I don't remember it, Christopher Nolan style, like a Memento style thing where I
Fight Club.
Yeah,
you are Tyler Durden. You are James Younger.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's sorted out now.
Yeah.
And it felt good, you know, to look at my credit report this morning and refresh it and it be in the green instead of the red, you know?
Right, right.
It's nice.
In the green, yeah, exactly. Now you can start adding some more green to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. That's so true. What's spending more money?
All right.
That's what they want you to do, man.
They do, yeah.
That's
what they
want you to do. Yeah. Debtor's prison.
Yeah, that's why I keep my money in a shoebox under my bed.
Yeah,
next
and
to
COVID's
my gun.
Not real.
Yeah, next to my gun.
Next to your gun. Mm-hmm. Your MAGA flag.
Yep.
And your truck.
And my Beach Boys album.
And my Beach Boys album post-1987.
Yeah, only ones that matter. The one behind me that's called Made in the USA.
That actually is funny, like someone who has those that kind of belief system, that kind of like, you know, like that sort of like COVID brain, like Facebook mm-hmm. COVID brain, MAGA COVID brain, like QAnon and stuff, who mm-hmm. like, because we lost a lot of boomers to that stuff, you know? But like yes. imagining like a hippie who was into the Beach Boys, like turning to Trump and like kind of watching the Beach Boys play, like, because they played like Capitol Hill, didn't they?
Yeah.
They didn't play the insurrection attempt. That was Ariel Pink, I think, who did that.